You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
If you're a family and claim child benefits, HM Revenue and Customs are reminding you that you'll see an increase in your payments from this month. Joining me now is Ruth from HMRC. Ruth, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, Ruth, can you just explain what is child benefit?
Absolutely. So child benefit is a benefit that you will receive from the government if you are a parent or a legal guardian for a child or children, really to help with the cost of bringing up those children, which can be quite significant, I believe. Child benefit, I would think, is probably one of the most well-known benefits. Your listeners will have heard about it. They'll know broadly about the financial element of it. What people might not know is that as well as the money element, there are two other things that come with child benefit. One is credits towards your state pension, so national insurance contributions, which really important if you are staying at home to bring up your children, that's recognised and you get those credits. And also your child or young person will be issued with a national insurance number themselves automatically when they turn 16. And that's, of course, something they will need if they're looking at going out to work or going to college and university and needing student finance. So really important benefit for the financial elements, but also for those two things as well.
How can families check if they're eligible for child benefits?
Well, really important to check, particularly if your circumstances have changed. And people listening to this might be thinking, well, if you've got children, you will have applied and you'll know about it automatically. But we did some research recently which revealed that of the 6.5 million families that claim child benefit, 70% of them made a claim in the child's first year, which means that 28% of people are potentially missing out on child benefit. Now, we do backdate claims that we receive, but we only do that for up to 12 weeks. So while I appreciate that if you've just taken over a guardianship for a child or adopted a child, or particularly if you've just had a new baby, life can be very, very chaotic at home. Really important to try and get that claim done within the first 3 months of your baby's birth so that you're not missing out on money you're entitled to.
And what's the change that's happened this month, Ruth? What's child benefit now worth?
So from the 6th of April, as one tax year ends and a new one begins, the rates for child benefit have changed and they have gone up as they do this time of year in line with the cost of living. So there are different rates for child benefit for your oldest or only child and then subsequent children thereafter. There is no cap. There are no limits for the number of children you can claim for as long as they are your children or children that you are legally responsible for. So for your oldest child or only child, you will now receive £27.05 per week. Child benefit is usually paid out every 4 weeks. So that will translate as £108.20 every 4 weeks. And then for your second or subsequent children, you will receive £17.90. That translates as £71.60 every 4 weeks. So really important to review that if your circumstances have changed. Might seem like small amounts. I mean, I think it translates as £1 a week for your oldest child and 60 pence additional rate payment for the other children. But over 4 weeks or over a year, that's a lot of money. So important to be getting that if you're entitled to it.
And talking of eligibility and changes, what's the high income child benefit charge? How does that work?
So the high income child benefit charge is an additional charge that a parent or parents have to pay depending on the level of their income. So if you or your partner earn between £60,000 or £80,000 in the year, the higher earner of the two parents will receive this high income child benefit charge. Now, on the gov.uk website, if you search for child benefit, there is a tax calculator there that you can use to look at how this will affect you, because the high income charge that you will pay will differ depending on the level of your income. Now, historically, a lot of people who were subject to the charge and were eligible for child benefit decided to opt out of it because the only way that they could pay the charge was to come into the self-assessment system. And that was an inconvenience for people if there was no other reason for them to be in self-assessment other than paying the charge. The good news is that now you can pay that high income child benefit charge directly through your pay-as-you-earn tax code. So there is no requirement to come into self-assessment to do it unless you choose to or you're in self-assessment for another reason. So again, if you're thinking about change in circumstance, now might be a good time to visit gov.uk in the tax calculator and have a look at that if you wanted to continue to reclaim it. If you choose not to claim child benefit because financially it's not beneficial for you because of the charge and the level of your income, we would still encourage people to register anyway. And that's because of the other factors that we mentioned, making sure that you still get the national insurance credits towards your state pension and that your child gets their national insurance number issued automatically, both of which you can still get by registering, even if you choose not to receive the financial element of child benefit.
And we talk quite frequently about the gov.uk website and also the HMRC app. Do you know how many families are claiming child benefits online or through the app itself?
So figures change and increase all the time, but the most recent stats that we looked at said that 6.5 million families are making a claim to child benefit. And the vast majority of people now are using the app. It's important to flag to listeners of RNIB Connect in particular that the gov.uk website is accessible for the most part. The app is also accessible and people can make accessible claims that way. Of course, if you can't, you can still obtain paper copies of the forms from us. You can contact us by phone to discuss a claim. And we have a lot of funding partnerships with organisations like Citizens Advice and indeed RNIB to provide direct support to people. So do reach out if you need that in order to make a claim. But certainly gov.uk and the app are quick and easy and accessible with screen readers to use. Most claims will be processed within 3 days, as quickly as 3 days, the money can be in your bank account. Some will take longer if, for example, your child is born outside of the country and you need to send documentation to us, but most are quick and easy and straightforward. And of course, if you're doing them online or via the app, you can do them at any time of the day or night to suit you, which very important, particularly if you've got a new baby at home and potentially sleep is in short supply.
Absolutely. Well, what documentation do people need when they're making a new claim? How do you get started when applying for child benefits?
So to make a new claim to child benefit, there are a few things that you would need to have to hand before you start that process. So the main things you will require are your national insurance number for yourself and your partner, if you have one, details of the bank account that you want your child benefit claims to be paid into, and you will need a birth certificate for your child that you've your new baby or child that you've adopted, etc. So that's sometimes why the claims can be delayed, of course. I know that in some parts of the country it can take a little bit of time to register a birth, but try to make sure, as we said earlier, that you make that claim within the first 12 weeks so that you're not missing out on any backdated money that you're entitled to. That's all you would need to hand to make the claim, and certainly straightforward claims, as most of them should be, the payment will be in your account within 3 days. If you want a bit more explanation of what's involved in that and what you need to hand, there is a video on our YouTube channel, HMRC Gov.UK, on how to make a claim to child benefit. There are visual descriptors there of what the screens look like, but also some narrative description on what's required and how you would make a claim.
Lots of great information there, as ever. Ruth from HMRC, thanks for your help today and for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.